A reading from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life is the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. My favorite part of Christmas is the lights. As a young child, I can remember sitting in front of the lighted Christmas tree with all the other lights in the house turned off. The deep darkness was punctuated with brilliant, sparkling light. As I gazed on the lights, it seemed as if I was transported to another world. The lights drew me into an inner place of peace and joy. No matter what else had happened that day, the Christmas lights, shrouded in darkness, brought me home to a deep place of quiet presence. As a child, the lights in the darkness were mesmerizing. They are still. The neighborhood where I live has been decorated in lights since Thanksgiving. No matter what the experience of my day, a short walk down the street in the glow of lights in the darkness is enough to awaken a subtle, deep-down joy, sufficient to dispel any weariness. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. We humans are innately drawn to the light. It is our birthright. Thus today, on this great feast of Christmas, we celebrate the birth of light into our world. We celebrate divine life and light. God self and fleshed, clothed in humanness. The true light of the human race, given to everyone, shining in darkness, never to be overcome. The light that Jesus is reveals God with us. The unity of divinity and humanity are made manifest. Heaven and earth are joined by the light. Today we celebrate God's gift to us, a gift that cannot be diminished, exhausted, or lost. The gift of light. The nature of light is such that there is not darkness great enough to overcome it. We know in the physical realm that a single match lighted in an ocean of darkness will pierce and dispel the darkness around it. The gift we have been given is not confined to the purely physical world. Natural light allows us to see with our physical eyes and find our way in the physical world. The Christmas gift of light we have been given, divine light, opens minds and hearts to see and make our way in the spiritual realm, the realm of the kingdom of God. Even as we celebrate our gift of divine light, we are aware of great darkness in our world. Wars and conflicts between and within nations, sickness and disease, lack of food, clothing, and housing, lack of dignified employment, human trafficking, global warming, and the list goes on. The temptation is great to question the power of the light that we have been given. We may even find ourselves wondering, where is this light that the darkness cannot overcome? It is in these moments that we are likely looking for a blazing light of glory to come to our rescue. And it is precisely in these moments that we most need to remember that divine light came to us as a little baby, born to a peasant girl and simple carpenter, in an out-of-the-way manger surrounded by animals and strangers. The true light of life born in Jesus came into the world to enlighten everyone. Each one of us is born to be a child of the light. Christmas has a way of magnifying and multiplying the light of our lives. Christmas exposes our human likeness to God in ways that are not apparent at other times of the year. I find myself mesmerized once again by the light that flashes all around me. The Salvation Army bell ringers stationed at every grocery and drugstore. Service women and men collecting toys for tots. The angel and giving tree at the entrance to church. Postal workers answering letters to Santa. The little girl who asked Santa for a coat for her mother and nothing for herself. The underlying desire to gift others in the midst of chaotic shopping betrays our likeness to God. The light of Christmas exposes our underlying goodness, and the children of light seem to shine more brightly. Our imitation of God intensifies as we focus on the truth of Christmas. Among the myriad stories of light piercing the darkness, one that stands out for me is the story of Nelson Mandela as portrayed in the movie Invictus. Mandela spent 23 years confined in a cell too small for him to stretch out the length of his body and subject to daily cruel manual labor in overwhelming heat and sun. At one point in the movie, the young man who is the captain of the South African soccer team visits Mandela's cell. He is confounded and wonders, how can a man be imprisoned like this and still be able to forgive his enemies? This is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. The formal celebration of Christmas will end, but the light of the world has been given and does not leave. It continues to shine in the darkness, and it shall not be overcome. The world is waiting for the children of light to reach maturity, to awaken fully to the divine light living in our souls, to illumine the world. The children of light embody the spirit of Christmas every single day. For we have been given this promise. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.